Welcome to Top Advisor Marketing, where you will learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your practice. Brought to you by Top Advisor Podcasting, a done-for-you podcasting solution built just for trusted advisors. And now, your co-hosts of Top Advisor Marketing, Kirk Lowe and Matt Halloran.
Hello and welcome to Tactic Number 3. This is the third podcast in our mini-series of the 7 Dynamic Digital Prospecting Tactics. On the end of the last podcast, I couldn't seem to ever get that out, so I'm glad I got that right this time. So this one is Tactic Number 3, and it's going to be rather apparent where we've been heading with this if you've listened to Podcast Number 1 and 2 in this mini-series. You have to start your own podcast. Your goal, remember, because these are all goal-based, your goal is to record 2 podcasts per month, publish them, and promote them on social media. You will get amazing momentum. All right, Kirk, what is step number 1 and tactic number 3?
Step number 1 is if you are going to start your own podcast, you ought to have listened to podcasts, and not just somebody's podcast, but listen to a couple. So you have to have some experience and an affinity for listening to podcasts before you start your own. So go get that done first.
And there's a podcast on flipping anything. Go to iTunes, type in whatever your hobby is, whatever it is, woodworking, motorcycle riding, anything. There are great podcasts on just about everything. It doesn't always have to be super dry. Step number 2, though, is download our complete guide to starting a podcast made for financial advisors. This is on our website. It's also going to be in the show notes here. Or what you can do is you can outsource the production, the publishing and promotion of your podcast to us. We do this for a living. Shameless plug, sue me. We help advisors just like you not only create amazing podcasts, but we also help distribute them so you have original thought leadership out there. But if you want to do it on your own, if you download that complete guide, you will be able to not only do everything soup to nuts, but we even tell you what equipment to buy, where to syndicate yourself, how to maximize it, how to record it, how to edit it. It's a very, very in-depth paper. It's a lot of pages, isn't it, Kirk?
29 yeah. pages of goodness.
Goodness gracious. Yeah, we're giving away a little bit too much there. Yeah. But if you're not convinced that podcast is a powerful marketing thing, we're going to include a link in the show notes that are going to really blow your mind. So with that, Kirk, what's number 3?
So all 3 of those things will be in the show notes. How to download the guide, a link to Top Advisor Marketing's podcasting service page, and then a link to why podcasting, which will give you some cool information, facts and stats and other things. So point number 3, or tactic number 3, under how to start your own podcast is about how often, the frequency of doing a podcast. We mentioned it in the goal, but we're going to repeat it here. Mm-hmm. You're going to record 2 or more podcasts per month. You should be more than 1. So let's aim for 2. Mm-hmm. And if you can do more, that's great. But 2 will get you some good momentum. Make sure to publish on a professional podcast channel. That's imperative. You don't want to be trying to figure out how to make this, put an audio file up on a WordPress site. Like, use the right tool, because then everything else will work smoothly. And they're very inexpensive. And there's, mm-hmm. I'm going to provide you a link. There's going to be a link, another one of the links at the bottom of the show notes here, that gets you a list of the channels and the communities. And there's a difference between the channels and communities, right? A channel is where you can actually host your podcast episodes. A community is where maybe you can't host, but you can RSS, you can syndicate to. So what you do is you, like iTunes is an example. You can't go to Apple and say, I want to host my podcast with you. They don't do hosting. They just do syndication. They are only a community, not a channel. Hopefully that makes sense. So you want to have a channel that gives you an RSS feed. That RSS feed is what you put at iTunes to syndicate your stuff. So every time you post a new episode on your channel, all the syndicated communities automatically get access to that. Okay. So that's very efficient. That means with one podcast channel, you can promote and syndicate your stuff to 10, 15, 20 different podcast communities. You don't have to do anything. It's all pre-set up. So that's really important to do. And you'll see a link on the show notes on some of those channels and communities that we've identified as good places for you to go. Okay.
Number 4 is where podcasting turns into cold, hard cash. And we've had a number of our existing podcasting clients embrace this and find just amazing results, which is invite one expert, preferably a center of influence, with similar clientele, like a estate planning attorney, a CPA. We've had people who've interviewed real estate agents, commercial lenders. We've had a lot of different sorts of people, divorce attorneys, therapists. But you want to get them on once a month. So you're going to do one podcast on your own, and then you're going to do one podcast and host it with somebody else. Now, before those people come on the podcast, you have to get agreement that they're going to cross-promote. I can't stress that enough. If they say, no, I'm not going to send this to my list, do not get them on your podcast. But you also want to cross promote that as much as possible. Here's where the list thingy comes in again. Always make a list of the people that you want to focus on. It's so much easier to target something when you know what you're trying to target. Don't just try to go out there willy-nilly. Make sure you have a good list of good names that you want on your podcast. I absolutely love that we at Top Advisor Marketing made a shift. So the first, 20, 30 podcasts were just Kirk and I, and then we had somebody who wanted to be on. And then, so we did a guest and Kirk and I did it together. And sometimes Kirk did them. And then sometimes I did them. And then the last ones, we've been just pretty much having guests on. The number of people who listen to our podcast just keeps going up and up and up because all of those centers of influence, all of the guests that we have on our podcast, share it to their list too. So you need to do the same thing. It's super, super powerful, and we absolutely love it. Kirk?
So number five is you want to create a podcast guest expectation sheet to share with guests. So if you're going to have somebody on your show, you want them to understand what the rules, the protocols are, and what they should expect from being on the show. You know, if you want to get really technical, you want to make sure they've got good microphone and that they're in a quiet room and they're not, they don't have a, you know, you want to make sure to tell them, you know, don't bang your, if you've got a mic that's sitting on your desk, do not bang the desk. If you have a squeaky chair, stand. You always want to stand anyway. So you want to have an expectation sheet so that it makes it really easy. If there are certain questions that you like to ask of everybody, you could have some of those questions in there as examples. But you want to make it as easy as possible for them to dive right into your show, know all the rules, and have it be wonderful. You also want to make sure that they're animated. Mm-hmm. And I feed off of Matt, but you want to make sure that they're animated or that you are, and they understand that the energy of a podcast has to be high. You've got to be, you know, and if they think, oh, I'm going to sound too high, well, Matt always tells me that you sound, 20% less crazy than you sound on podcast.
Absolutely.
So you want to be a little more animated because it actually seems less animated when somebody else is listening to it. So make sure you create those expectations. And, you know, some other stuff you could do is you could create a podcast episode graphic with their photo. So do things that make it easy for them to share with their audience too, right? So the expectations mm-hmm. list, create an episode graphic with their photo. So here's episode 75 of our podcast. Here's a picture of my guest. Here's their name. And that's something that people can visually identify with, and they would love sharing that. And then you can give them some sample social update text as well with some proper hashtags and links. So make it as easy as possible for your guests to promote what you're doing and to understand what's going to happen in the show. That probably could have been 2 points, maybe even four, but it's all one in number five.
Number six is measure the popularity of the episodes and the specific guests and try to duplicate what works better. This is where your analytical mind as a financial services professional can really come into play. Check your analytics, check your engagement. Let's say you have John, the estate planning attorney, and John bombs it. But you have Jane, the estate planning attorney, on 2 weeks later, and she absolutely killed it. She's awesome, high energy, engaging, conversational. She's got a great list. Guess what? Invite her back. And you can also say, hey, Jane, who else do you know that would be as good of a guest as you? Well, you know what? Maybe she doesn't know anybody. But again, why not ask? What's the worst thing that can happen? She can say, well, gosh, Matt, you know, I know this this amazing estate planning attorney who works with the ultra high net worth and he does pet trusts. And, you know, I bet you he would absolutely love to be on. He's an absolute ride. He's got all of these great stories about, you know, millions of dollars going to puppies. And I think he'd be a great guest. just make sure that you follow up, duplicate the ones that go well. We do that all the time. Getting back to top advisor marketing, practicing what we're telling you here, you will notice that we have had repeat guests on our podcasts. And the reason why is because they were awesome podcast guests. They gave great information and they had great energy.
Pet trust, seriously? That's a thing? Or are you just making this crap?
Oh, no. I met this guy. His I don't know if I'm supposed to use his name, but he is responsible in the United States for the largest pet trust ever, which was $147 million because of a bird. And that $147 million was specifically outlined exactly who the person needed to be, how they were going to get paid, and what they had to do with the bird every day.
Okay, can you get that guy on a podcast? Because I would like to talk that. With that for really? A long time. But I know that all of our listeners are maybe not don't feel the same. But that could be like a whole thing.
The reason
I don't mean a podcast. I mean, you can make.
Oh yeah.
Like we could have like a whole comedy act about that,
dude. You know what? And the guy is an absolute
riot. Well, I couldn't, but I well, could somebody that's else could make that sound funny.
But he's awesome. And if you want me to, I know him. I'm still connected with him on social media. I'd love to invite him on. All right. What's the last step to tactic number three, which is start your own podcast?
Okay. So I'm going to give you an example here. You're looking for, we've already said this one in our other tactics, because it's absolutely so important. And it's where you find gold in how you share content with people, is find content that people really love and try to duplicate it, or find opportunities to just keep building or create a track or a campaign, if you will, to expand upon that, about on the success or the viralicity. Is that a word? Is that going in Urban Dictionary next week?
I don't know, but technique, I wrote that down, buddy. So I'm going to start using that. All right, continue.
So, you know, an idea is if we did an episode about pet trust and it went through the roof, we might want to make a white paper, maybe an infographic about pet trust and other stuff. So you look for opportunities on things that could go viral and duplicate them. Duplicate them, go deeper on them, and find opportunities. And I don't mean, when I say go deeper, don't spend $10,000 on a big marketing campaign. I mean, just test some other stuff. Hey, you know, if we do other things about pets and financial, would that work? I'm off on a bad tangent here, but pardon me.
You're really digging this pet trust thing.
Yeah, I know. It's just unreal. Anyway. So just look for opportunities. You guys already know, if you listen to our other episodes, you're a pro in looking for trends, looking for opportunities on topics or discussions or stories or things that you do. You know, for us, we seem to have really good connection with our 12 days of marketing, which we did during Christmas, which was obviously a spoof off the 12 days of Christmas. And so we thought, well, let's do another series. Because we had these seven things that I was working on in a paper / bunch of blog posts, put them all together, throw them out as a series, and hopefully you guys like it. But, you know, look for opportunities where you can do something that people really seem to jump on the bandwagon with and get her done.
Yes, that was tactic number three. Start your own podcast of the seven dynamic digital prospecting techniques. Thank you very, very much for listening today. If you have not subscribed yet, make sure you do, because guess what? We've got a few more of these that we're going to be rolling out. And on top of that, if you haven't subscribed yet, then you're going to miss out on all the great podcasts we've done before this. So for Kirk Lowe and everybody at Top Advisor Marketing, we'll see you on the other side of the mic very soon.
Get her done.
Are you ready to change the way you communicate with your clients? Are you tired of being the best kept secret in your area? Learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your business. Contact us today and see what the power of podcasting can do for your business. Click on the Contact Us link on our website at topadvisormarketing.com and set up a call to learn more. Follow us on LinkedIn and Facebook for more updates and information.